A former boarding school for Alaska Native children previously sat on the site, but plans are still in the works. Wrangell's new subdivision is called Aldertop Village, and local officials hope it will relieve the local housing pressure. Kate Thomas, the borough's economic development director, says that utilities still need to be installed, but construction should be completed by early fall. That's when 20 lots will be sold under two methods. Half will be sold through a public surplus or an auction, with the land going to the highest bidder. Buyers can bid on as many lots as they want. Thomas says each lot comes with a view.
They have an unobstructed view of the water. And the real value is across the street is a recreation site, Shoemaker Bay Recreation Area, that has a park, playground, and then other infrastructure north of the harbor.
The other 10 lots will be sold for a lesser price. Thomas says they're located right behind the other lots with no waterfront view.
The lots immediately behind them, there's 10 more lots there. We propose to the Economic Development Board to lottery those lots.
Thomas says they talked a lot about offering affordable housing, but she says it doesn't align with buying raw land since building on the property is already very costly. She says the borough still wants it to be accessible to families and young people so they're not outbid by someone in a more privileged position. So the borough decided a lottery would allow for this at a bit more random selection. The borough will permit people to buy 10 tickets or applications to increase their chances of getting selected. One person can win only one lot, even if their name has been picked multiple times in the lottery. The surplus or auction lots will start at $3 per square foot. The lottery lots will be 50 cents less at $2.50 per square foot. The lots range from just under a half acre to just over a half acre. The price range for the lottery lots will be between approximately $48,000 to $77,000. Although the lots are viewed as affordable, buyers still would have to build their homes on them.
They're all grubbed and cleared, which is to the advantage of anyone interested. There was existing infrastructure on that lot long ago. And so there's a little bit more stability on the ground there.
She says regardless, people will still have to do some earth and rock work to build up their parcel. They'll also have to work with Wrangell's Utilities Division to make sure everything is properly hooked up and put in place. Tom Wader, the borough's Public Works Director, says the borough has the infrastructure to support the initial phase of the subdivision but might need upgrades later. He says that there's no question that the water distribution lines could handle the increased flows at Aldertop.
Where there could be an implication, I guess, down the road with water would be more, you know, during a drought implication, at which point, you know, we're in a tough position no matter what. Being in that, you know, if we had a significant drought one summer and reservoir levels drop.
As for getting water to Aldertop, Wader says there would be no issues with these 20 lots on lower elevations. He says there could be issues for future development if and when the subdivision grows larger. Ellen Jellum, a massage therapist in Wrangell, wants to partake in the Aldertop lottery with her husband, David. She says she'd like to achieve homeownership, but as a millennial, it's a shaky proposition.
I would love to have like a secluded property out the road, but I just don't know if I can afford it. And like, I do okay financially, but it's a very inflated market out there. So Aldertop might be doable.
Aldertop sits near a slope. And with the recent deadly landslide that happened in Wrangell back in November, Jellum says she's still interested in the lot.
I feel like that's a risk we all take, except for maybe those of us who live in town at the moment. But if you live anywhere else out the road, that's reality of what you might be facing. You know, we still don't know enough about our own geology to be able to predict it yet.
So Ellen and her husband, David, are going to give Aldertop a chance and see how far they get with that process.
I guess it depends on just how it goes. You know, I know some of them are going to go by lottery and they're going to sell some of them outright. And so I guess it depends on what comes our way.
Still gotta win the lottery to have a chance anyway.
Right.
The borough aims for the auction and lottery to be held during late summer or early fall after the height of the fishing and tourist season. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.